facilities here at the site, opening it up to public use, as well as just the connectivity to the community resources. Thank you.
The last three who signed up are Rob Gardner, Steve Weiss, and Karen Munford.
I'm Rob Gardner. I'm a resident of Multnomah neighborhood. And when I moved to Portland from Colorado, I was hired as a college professor. In my first year as a college professor, and probably my second and third year as well, I was making well below the 80% of the median income of Portland. So I would have been eligible for some of this, the housing that's being made available in the community under the housing proposals. So I think some of our misconceptions or stereotypes about who would be living in these properties, these are professionals. These are people who are fresh out of college who aren't able to afford $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes. I do want to say that I am overall in favor of a residential option for this property and also the PDOT for my second choice. In terms of the housing option, I think that in terms of increasing opportunities for immigrant populations and increasing the diversity of our community, I think housing is an important, affordable housing is an important option. And also, I think it's important in linking to the issues that the city is dealing with in terms of homelessness. Homelessness is not an individual problem, it's a housing problem, it's a community problem. It's something that I think we're all responsible for. Second, in terms of PDOT, I was really supportive of this proposal, but with the caveat that there be some sort of training provided for residents. I spent some time in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and saw how ill-prepared that community was to respond to disaster. And it would be nice if members of our community were able to take advantage of some training opportunities, some educational opportunities, if that were to go online.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Weiss. I'm board president of the Oregon State Council for Retired Citizens, board president of the Community Alliance of Tenants, and board president of Independent Living Resources, which is the largest center for independent living for people with disabilities in Oregon. I'm here today to urge you to utilize the Sears Armory site in Southwest Portland to prioritize providing deeply affordable and accessible housing for the lowest income people in our community and especially for those who are currently homeless. There aren't many affordable housing options in Southwest Portland, and there is a tremendous need for new affordable housing units in our community. We need to meet the housing goals set out in the 10-year plan to end homelessness. We also need to provide additional affordable housing for those low-income folks, and especially for seniors and people with disabilities who are paying much or most of their incomes for rent. Building affordable housing on this site is the right choice for seniors and people with disabilities. And given that many people with disabilities are also homeless, I would recommend that most of the affordable housing on the Sears Armory site be targeted to those who are currently homeless. Thank you very much.
My name is Karen Munford, and I've lived 20 years on the corner of Southwest Troy and Southwest 27th. I strongly support the PDOT emergency response proposal. I strongly oppose the other proposals and the opening of Southwest 27th on the idea behind it is to offset the increased traffic on Multnomah Boulevard. Southwest 27th between Troy and Moss is virtually a one-lane tiny street. There are eight neighbors that have driveways that come out to it, six families. Six of those have families. Three of them have children under 4 years of age, and they actually like to play. You can see in the photograph. They actually like to play out in the middle of the street. It's a socialization for them to come out there. And it's a scene straight out of the 1950s. Also, where Southwest 27th tees in with Southwest Troy Street, it's so steep that neighbors, including myself, have had to help cars and trucks back down out of it because they couldn't make it up the street and virtually back out all the way around 27th and to Moss. I actually had a PGE truck that spun out so much that it tore through the pavement, trying to get up the hill, tore through the pavement. And you can see the patch. I made them patch that up. It's the increased traffic would, it's just not conducive, and it would be dangerous. And I just want to make a note that most here have something to gain by each of these proposals, but the neighbors have nothing to gain by the proposals and everything to lose. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
That's all who signed up.
Further discussion?
I have a question for Suzanne. Can you come up? At least in my mind, the need for a West Side emergency center of some sort, should there be some disaster that cuts off egress over the river, makes sense to me. Have you, in the testimony, though, was raised the potential challenges if a bridge or two were wiped out on the west side for this particular site? Mm-hmm. Have you and your group looked at those issues, and do you concur with some of the testimony?
I would need to check with the engineers who were looking into it. We certainly have checked into the bridges that are over our existing property. I'd need to check with them to find out about those. Those would be ODOT bridges.
And has your group studied the needs to the point of determining what kind of, besides a place to park supplies and equipment, what other sort of needs a auxiliary emergency management center might require on the west side or be required for the west side?
We've got some preliminary proposals, and that's part of what we'd work with the neighborhood for. But I think the baseline is we'd need to have an operations center. We'd house the PDOT emergency response staff there. We would house our de-icing operation there. Primarily, that's used on the west side. The delivery of de-icer comes up I-5 from Eugene, so we'd cut our transportation cost charges to have it delivered, and then hopefully have a more cost-effective operation out of that side to cover de-icing on the west side. So we know those three components would be there. The facility is large enough that it creates the opportunity for an alternate city emergency control center. So in the event of something really catastrophic and you couldn't use the east side, that facility would be large enough, but that wouldn't be a day-to-day operation. One of the things that Carmen Merlot, the POEM director, and I had discussed about doing at that site related to training of the neighborhood. They've done some networking around the city, but Carmen's hope would be that they could do more, and that would allow us some training space to do that as well.
And have you looked at other sites on the west side besides this one?
I'm fairly new to the process. The Water Bureau up to this point had been leading the investigation over the last 2 years to look at different properties. We've done preliminary review, even while this site was in process, preliminary review of Terminal 1, which the Bureau of Environmental Services has right now to create the pipe for the big pipe, and they'll be done with it in a couple of years. That site's in the floodplain, and the first 20 to 25 feet of the land there is landfill. So my understanding is there's high potential that liquefies if there's some kind of earthquake, kind of a bad place for a 40,000-pound vehicle.
So just to summarize, you're not sure whether we, the city, have looked at all sites on the west side or not? Or you are sure that they have, and you just don't know necessarily?
I don't know. I would need Water Bureau's response for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I think we're closing the hearing. I don't have a question for you, Suzanne. I guess I just want to say that, you know, I think we need to – oh, okay. Well, let me make a statement then. I've heard two strong proposals, one residential, and that's the SEPA one, and Neighborhood House and Host, and I've heard one strong non-residential, compelling, intriguing, and that's Westside Christian. So those are the two I'm prepared to decide on the 25th. I want to respect the Housing Commissioner's wishes, but I don't want to see a process that's trying to make an amalgam of three housing proposals into one. I think we have strong proposals. I think the efforts and diligence with which people have committed themselves to this process should also count for something, and I think that's apparent in the quality of the proposals that I'm speaking to as I see the contenders. So that's my sense of where we should be going.
Mayor, can I ask Will White to come up and answer a question?
Sure.
I will. One of the witnesses raised an issue about whether in a mixed-use development there would be a market for the home ownership pieces, and what our history has been on that question. Could you, just for the record, briefly address the history, say, at the New Columbia, the former Columbia Villa, on the question of whether there's a market for the affordable housing component within a mixed-use community?
I'd be glad to, and actually we have done that in Portland in a number of different cases, the New Columbia site being the largest, the Rosemont development being another, where we've combined new high-quality rental housing development with new construction offering home ownership opportunities. And the marketing of those new homes has gone very quickly. So there's been high demand for the homes. What we've found there is that we end up with a community of people who have incomes and circumstances that leave them being renters, and others who are able to be homeowners that come together nicely in a neighborhood. So both the marketing and then the subsequent connections have worked well.
One of my concerns for the whatever the intended use that we finally make on this is that I'm concerned about the lack of sidewalks on Maloma Boulevard, and that would have to be one of the considerations that's taken into account as we move forward on this. And I'm also open to perhaps having facilities or someone else take a study, look at some of the other possible property sites for emergency management process, but we can discuss that.
I think that suggestion by the mayor is a good one, and I would second that.
Well, just to give my two cents worth, I asked some of the folks that came in to visit me to look at maybe a hybrid of what we've seen here today, the possibility of having a facility that could provide some localized response for PDOT and the Water Bureau in emergencies, along with some type of a housing mix. I appreciate the concerns that I've heard here from some of the neighbors about housing, and actually I'm impressed by the temperance with which those concerns have been articulated compared to other neighborhoods throughout Portland. So I applaud you for your level approach. I was thinking at one point when other neighbors come in and ask maybe why they're not heard by the council, to ask them to pull up this tape and watch your delivery, because it was much more persuasive than some of the more mean-spirited comments we have heard about these kinds of proposals. But I do think that it is an increasing challenge in Portland, as Ruth Adkins articulated, just from a point of view of our Portland public schools having a depopulation. We've lost over 20% of our kids in the last 10 years, which affects the amount of money the schools get. And I think we have to be mindful anytime we have an opportunity to do any kind of development, to see what we can do to attract more families with kids into our community. And so after talking with then Commissioner-elect Fish, I'm persuaded that there has to be something in this proposal that addresses housing needs for people with families. But as I said, if we could do that with some kind of a mix for water and PDOT, that would be the best of all worlds for me.
Mayor, may I just comment that I'm the new guy up here, and this is the first full afternoon hearing that I've had a chance to participate in, and I just want to say I thought all of the proposals were superb and the presentations were very helpful. I figure if I can understand what you're saying, then you've accomplished something great. And I thought the testimony that we've heard today was also very thoughtful, and I agree with what Randy just said. I serve as the commissioner of the Bureau of Housing and Community Development. So I, of course, approach this issue and issues like this with at least a small bias in favor of housing, because we have so few opportunities to get it right and the need is so great. There's a few pieces of my past I just want to put on the record just so we're clear. I did serve, as Jeff Bachrach said, as the past vice chair of the Housing Authority of Portland. I have gone to Neighborhood House events and think they do a terrific job. I serve as the vice chair of the Volunteers of America Board of Directors, although I've not been consulted on this particular issue. I could even say to my friends from Westside that I attended a Christian high school, and perhaps some of the lessons were lost on me, but I would say that we're all sinners and we have at least a hope of redemption.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I think you said almost everybody.
This site is zoned R1. I believe there is a fantastic opportunity to coalesce around a housing option that would be consistent with the neighborhood's needs and the concerns that have been raised. A number of the concerns we've raised in this hearing about safety and transportation and things of that nature, I think, are very important and things for us to consider as we deliberate on this. I have had the great pleasure of seeing the watershed development in Hillsdale, which is really a model. And what I love about Watershed is the fact that there's this intense collaboration between the nonprofit developer and the community. And at every step of the way, there has been good communication and good community oversight, and I think the project speaks for itself. We do have this crushing burden of poverty in our community and homelessness and people who go without, and it is rare that we have a site of this size and this opportunity. But I want to go back to what I said at the beginning, which is while I, wearing my hat as the housing commissioner, am naturally going to begin a deliberation like this with a slight bias towards the housing options, I thought all the presentations were very thoughtful. I feel grateful to be in a community that has so many people who are this creative and innovative and public-spirited. While I hope that we can find a housing option that works for the community in this regard, everything I've heard today reinforces my view that both Multnomah Village and Hillsdale are wonderful communities, great places to live, and I make me prouder still of my city. So thank you.
Just to remind folks that we'll be voting on one of the alternatives on June 25th. This is a report, and I need a motion to accept.
So move.
Second.
Please call the vote.
I just want to thank everyone for their testimony, and I just want to underscore the comment or the suggestion that the mayor made regarding the need for a West Side emergency center of some sort. It's long overdue. This might not be the best site for it, but I look forward to hearing the group's report that has included water and Office of Emergency Management on other potential sites on the west side. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
And I really want to reinforce both Commissioner Leonard and other folks who have talked about the need to have a West Side facility for our emergency management. We've heard a lot of wonderful testimony this afternoon, but I also ask you to think about what happened in China and in other parts of the world when tragedy strikes, is that it really is one of the first primary duties of any community to be able to respond in an adequate manner to a disaster like that. And one of the large gaps that is we have right now is having a place on the west side of Portland to use as a depot to store appropriate materials in case we have to respond. If an large-scale earthquake, our bridges go down for any reason, it's going to really isolate the west side, and we need to have resources there to assist with that. I've also heard that there are other possibilities for such a site, but I think it's important that we take into consideration that issue in our discussion over this. And also the issue, as I indicated earlier, of sidewalks. Just understanding that whatever the use is, that whether it's employees of PDOT or a school or housing, that people are going to need to have access and egress from that location. So we're going to have an interesting few weeks to discuss this and appreciate all the folks who came in today. I vote aye. We're adjourned until next week.